Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is George. That's right. George Reister in for my partner, Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. You can also follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. George, where can we find you on social media?
At George Reister, easy to find, WRIGHSTER, and then at the podcast, Reister or Wrong.
We got our man Greg Jennings, friend of the show, Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst, and becoming a world-renowned bodybuilder as well. He joins us at the bottom of the hour. George, let's go to the NFL. Obviously, you got a big game tonight, the battle, the state championship. In Ohio, the hapless Cincinnati Bengals against the hapless Cleveland Browns. But they'll be going at it tonight. We're not going to go to that game. But let's go to something that Bill Belichick said as they prepare for the Seattle Seahawks this weekend. He had all sorts of praise. Lee, do we have sound of Belichick or not? Okay, he gave major praise. Now, this is not unusual. Belichick likes to heap praise on his opponents. But he really just threw flowers and corsages and petunias and all types of stuff at Russell
Wilson.
Petunias
in a minute.
Yeah, all that. Here he is.
This guy's a tremendous player. Honestly, I think he's, you know, in a way maybe underrated by the media or the fans. I don't know. But, I mean, I don't really see anybody better than this player. He can do everything. He's got, obviously, great leadership, playmaking skills. He plays very well in the most critical situations in the game with his decision-making. You put him up against anybody since he's been in the league, literally anybody, or in any category, really.
All right, there he is. He's talking about Russell Wilson. I'm going to let you have first crack at it, George. Is Russell Wilson underrated? And if so, why?
Absolutely. Yeah, he is underrated. Like last year, he would have won MVP going away, except for Lamar Jackson had one of the best seasons of any quarterback in NFL history.
Did he deserve MVP last year?
No.
Okay, I don't get that argument.
No. I'm saying. In the years that Russell Wilson would or could have won MVP, somebody does something like stupid, somebody has such an outrageous season that they've been a unanimous MVP or close to it. So that's the reason for him not getting an MVP vote, and
he's never gotten a vote.
So he's going to be a unanimous, like, first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. And he's one of the best quarterbacks in this generation, period.
Right.
And the fact that Bill Belichick went in I didn't believe that this was his typical, you know, trying to hype up the team, the other team's players, the way his team, you know, sees it. And then he doesn't praise his own team the way they know they got to play harder. I thought that this was Bill Belichick actually trying to say something and to make a statement because he doesn't believe that Russell Wilson really gets his flowers while he's playing and all the praise that he did deserve. So I thought that this was him actually, you know, being on a talk show, his own version of a talk show, and saying, hold up, I'm going to make a statement and say what I really think about him and really be honest, because people don't necessarily give him praise. And I think that can be frustrating for a coach at times when you see a guy that's so doggone good and doesn't get his due.
Here's what I'll say. I do feel like Russell is a little underappreciated. because he is truly a great one. But I don't know if I can go underrated, and here's why. Number one, he's made 6 Pro Bowls. So he's getting his just due. He's played, 9? This is his 9th year, so he's had a chance to make 8. He's made 6. He is widely, I would say unanimously, regarded as a top 5 quarterback. You got Pat Mahomes.
He's not top 5. He's top 1 or 2.
He's not better than Pat Mahomes.
Okay. I mean, he's done it for longer. Hold on. He's done it for longer than Patrick Mahomes. I give you that. At a high level.
We're talking about right now. Right now, everyone would take Pat Mahomes. Now,
he's done it for 2 seasons. Russell Wilson.
Can I get the word in edgewise? I gave you a little spiel. All right. Pat Mahomes, I agree that Russell Wilson, like if I had to pick a team, if I was starting a team, I would take Russell over Lamar. But at this moment, from the beginning of last year to now, Lamar Jackson's been better.
Oh, stop. Stop.
He hasn't been better than Russell.
Stop. Chris, you just said it.
Hold on, George. I said Patrick Mahomes.
No, I did not say Lamar.
You just said Russell Wilson should have been the MVP, but but Lamar Jackson was just phenomenal. How in the world are you going to tell me?
I said his combination of running and passing.
Whatever. Was he better? Who was better last year?
At all the duties of a quarterback, Russell Wilson.
How?
The thing that Russell Wilson does that Lamar Jackson struggles with is Lamar is not a fully polished passer yet.
He's a better passer than he was.
That's why Lamar struggled in the playoffs because he's gone.
I get that. Lamar is far from, and like I said, I would take, if I had to start a team, I would take Russell over Lamar.
Yeah.
But I am saying from game one of last year till this present moment, it is undeniable that Lamar Jackson has been better. Now, will he keep it up? He's still got a long way to go. He's got room to grow.
He has not been better at all the duties of being a quarterback. He's not a better passer. He is better at being able to use his legs. However, when it comes to winning and losing, particularly in the playoffs, Lamar Jackson right now is Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's who he is, a guy who is dynamic and cannot be stopped. But then when you put together a defense and a game plan.
Was Seattle so great in the playoffs last year? They won 1 game over a weak Philadelphia Eagles team.
Giannis didn't win one series.
I'm not talking about Giannis. I'm talking about Lamar. You mean Lamar? Lamar, okay, he hasn't won a playoff game.
Correct.
But that one playoff game that Russell won means that he was better than Lamar last year?
No, it is, and they came close to winning another one.
But they didn't.
And in Russell Wilson's 8 career seasons that have finished, they made the playoffs 7 out of those 8 years and won 9 games in the year.
I'm just saying
his career and what he's able to do as a quarterback gives you a chance to win year in and year out.
Agreed.
Lamar Jackson has not been even close to winning a playoff game. Because the defenses are able to stop him because of his style of play. He's Giannis Antetokounmpo right now. That's who he is of quarterbacks. He's got to fill out his game better. If he could pass the ball like Russell Wilson could pass the ball, he'd be the greatest quarterback in the history of quarterbacks.
I know he can't throw like Russell, but there's no way you can tell me. And I love Russell. What I'm trying to say is, you know, if he like the top 5, I think for most people is Mahomes, Jackson, Russell, Aaron Rodgers, and Drew Brees. And Brees may be falling out of that. But I think that's most people's top 5. I mean, some people I guess might throw Brady in there, but at 43, probably not. And so Wilson is firmly Watson is climbing if, you know, Brady or Breeze falls out. But Wilson is firmly in there. We can haggle over. Is he ahead of
the number two spot? But
he's not firmly in the number two. If you don't take into account his first five or seven years, I'm talking about
Chris.
You cannot
there's not a GM or a head coach in all of football that you gave them the choice, because Russell Wilson is in his prime right now. He is the best, like he's in his prime years. That if you say that you're going to take prime Russell Wilson, that if you gave them the choice to take Russell Wilson with his decision making, his accuracy, and all of this stuff right now versus Lamar Jackson, they're all going to choose
Russell Wilson. That means
he's at least number two.
I would choose Russell Wilson. But
so would everybody else. So how are you going to say he's not number two?
But how in the world was Lamar Jackson a unanimous MVP last year?
Because he had a phenomenal season.
My point to you was since last year, Lamar Jackson has been better.
Okay, hold up. I'm gonna break it down to the NBA for you. Steph Curry was the unanimous MVP, right?
Right.
Who was the best player in the league at that time?
Probably LeBron.
Thank you. LeBron,
Russell Wilson, as great as he is not LeBron. No, it's not. He's not LeBron.
All right.
He's not LeBron James. You know that. That's a bad example.
No. It's a prime. It's an illustration of a concept. No.
Is he close to LeBron James?
No, but it's okay, the illustration it. Of a. It's the illustration it's of a of a point and a principle. Is that you can be the MVP.
Second best to ever play the game. Hold on, another one who's not.
Of the last three MVPs, so you got Giannis probably twice, Russell Westbrook and James Harden. Have any of those three dudes in the past 4 years? Because that's the last time they won MVP. So somebody else won MVP.
Why are you MVP? Wait, hold on, including Curry.
No. I'm just asking you. Have and then include Curry. Have any of those dudes been the best player in the NBA?
Giannis, for the regular season, yes.
No, Chris, stop it.
Look, I don't want to talk
stop
NBA.
Stop it.
Let me give you the exact. This is why Russell Wilson's underrated. This is what I'm going to say, because I wanted to get to this. The reason it may be because he's underrated by his own coach. Pete Carroll does not use Russell like he should. He doesn't have Russell throw the football enough, is my thing. And when you look at Russell's numbers, he never throws the ball nearly as much as the other top quarterbacks in the league. So his numbers, you know, when you look at yards for a season, they're never really up there among the leaders. His touchdowns are high, fairly high, but they're not, you know, last year 31, year before 35, year before 34, that led the league. But they're generally not in the wow numbers like some of the others, like Mahomes and some others have been. But it's only because Carroll doesn't use him to throw the football more. And that is why he's underrated or underappreciated. Like last year, he threw the football 516 times.
Yeah.
The leader threw it 626. Jared Goff and Matt Ryan. Jared Goff and Jameis Winston. That's 100-plus times more. The year before
they were also down in more games.
But still. Well, the Seattle gets down because Carroll runs the ball early. And then Russell has to bring him back in the game. That's why he gets so many comebacks, because that's when Carroll starts throwing the football. Obviously, the greatest example was in the Super Bowl when he does throw it. That's the one time he should have handed it to Marshawn Lynch. But my 2018, Russell threw the ball 426 times. Roethlisberger led the league 675. So I think
Russell Wilson throws the ball less. Hold on.
Right.
I mean,
if he threw it more, I think his numbers would be gaudier.
He was still sixth in the league in yards.
Him as higher.
He was still sixth in the league in yards, and the dude still threw 31 touchdowns.
I'm not saying he's you're trying
which was
to
third
twist
in
this,
the league.
You're twisting this to say to almost act like I'm not trying to I'm saying Russell Wilson's not that good. I'm saying he's phenomenal, and I'm saying one of the reasons he's underappreciated is because his coach doesn't let him air it out more. Now, maybe that'll change because he's gotten some criticism for that, Pete Carroll. He threw it 35 times on Sunday, you know, the opening day, and he's only thrown it more than that 7 times in the last 2 seasons. In 32 games, he only threw it more than 35 times 7 times. And so maybe, I tell you, if Carroll lets him air it out the way he did on Sunday consistently, then Russell will get all of the love that he deserves. That's my view.
The dude threw for was sixth in the yard league in passing yards, third in touchdowns, tied for second with fewest interceptions, one of the best touchdown to interception ratios in the history of the NFL. Like, this is not even like it. Just because he throws the ball less times, Lamar Jackson only threw the ball 401
times
for 3,000
yards.
That's what I'm saying.
Leave that little detail out. I mean, come on. He made up for it because he ran so well. All right, let's get to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is Russell Wilson the most underrated quarterback in the NFL? Your turn to weigh in. We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and George in for Rob Parker, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. But first, here's a word from our friends at Farmers.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple. Chris and George Reister is in for Rob Parker. George, as I affectionately like to call him, George Wrongster. It fits, but it's in fun. Anyway.
Always Reister, never wrong. Just remember that, Chris.
I have never in my all my time in the Fox Sports Radio studios never heard anybody refer to you as that. I hear Wrongster all the time, but
no, you have never even heard Wrongster. You just tried to make that up because you've heard Reister or Wrong. That's actually the name of the podcast that I do, because a coach, Dom Pelham, who is the linebackers coach at UCLA now, when he was up at Oregon, when I was there, he would always say, he was like, George, you are such a smart guy. Always Reister, never wrong. And it just stuck. Like, I'm the friend that you call for a lifeline if you are on a game show, because I have a bunch of knowledge in random areas that's useful.
That doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me. So, all right. Anyway, don't miss Lowe's Just for Pros event through September 25th. That's coming up, obviously. Get in on innovative products from Metabo, HPT, and Spider through virtual demos and live chat. Sounds like a lot of fun. Plus, get details in store and on lowesforpros.com, United States only. All right, George, let's get to the calls. 877-99 on Fox. Is Russell Wilson the most underrated quarterback in the NFL?
Buffalo Todd in Green Bay. Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, I got to agree with Chris. Mr. Wrongster.
Oh, Lord.
Thanks, my man.
Listen to this. Are you ready? Russell Wilson, last year with a minute left in the San Fran game, to win the division, to be the number one seed, and to put my Packers at the number one seed and put San Fran at number five seed. He lets the play clock, he gets a first and one at the 1-yard line, and lets the play clock go out. You heard it. You remember it. Mm. And then couldn't get it in the end zone.
Mm. Yeah, that's a fact.
Spoken like
that
a true
is not leadership.
That's a
no
fact.
Spoken like a true Packers fan who's upset that his team got boat raced and
but that is a mistake. I love Russell. I think he's undervaluing Russell a little bit, the caller. But that's a fact, and it's also a fact that he threw that interception in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Should be. I'm just saying.
Wow. And that was one of the greatest defensive plays in the history of the Super Bowl.
I'm with you. Bad call. I get it.
It wasn't a bad call. It was the optimal call.
It was a bad call. I got the beast in the backfield, and I'm throwing the pass.
No, based upon the call that came in from the sideline, they were in 11 personnel, one tight end, three wide receivers, and a running back. And New England was blitzing everybody. They were in a goal line defense. You cannot run against that. You can argue that the play call was bad, but you could not.
11 men at the line of scrimmage.
Okay. See, exactly. That's how'd it work out, spoken like a basketball guy.
How'd it work out?
It was the correct call based upon.
So was it a bad throw?
No. It wasn't a bad throw either.
It was a perfect call.
It was a bad. No. It was a bad route. It was a bad route.
All right.
First,
let's get to the next caller. Let's get to the next caller.
Shaq in Richmond. Welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's going on, George? What's going on, Chris?
What's up, brother?
Not much. Not only do I think Russell Wilson is the most underrated quarterback in the league, I can make the case he's been the last 3 years with 100 touchdowns and 23 interceptions. That's by far the best numbers the last 3 years. He's always been consistent. He doesn't have anybody elite on his team outside of him, Jamal Adams or Bobby Wagner. Right. The receivers are, you know, young and up and coming. But, you know, Mahomes is a sexy pick, and I love Mahomes. But, I mean, he has elite everything, you know what I mean? Elite coaching, you know, elite receivers, elite tight end. Looks like
well,
he might have
it's,
an elite
it's,
running
it's
back.
Similar. It reminds you, and I think it's a good call, George. It reminds a little bit of Russell, of how I think they've misused Aaron Rodgers' time in Green Bay. And I think they've done a lot of that for Russell Wilson as well.
See,
good that he can carry them to 10 and 11 wins in the playoffs every year, and they're taking it for granted. Because
I think that this year they're finally back to that because 2 years ago he had nothing around him, dude, nothing at all.
Right.
Nick,
quickly, we got 30 seconds, Nick.
Nick in Syracuse, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Fellas, I'm gonna make it short and sweet. The man doesn't miss games, and if it wasn't for the Legion of Boom, I'll tell you he'd get a lot more credit. The man played on a great defensive team, and that's why he doesn't get enough credit. And right here, right now, you were to tell me I'm going to start a franchise, who am I taking? Russell Wilson, hands down. I'm out.
Nick is Reister and not wrong.
So that's who you would start? If you could start a team with a quarterback, George, today, you taking Russell Wilson?
Absolutely.
I'm taking Pat Mahomes. Absolutely.
Okay. That I mean, we haven't seen what he can do without elite
actually,
talent.
Actually, he can win Super Bowl.
Yeah, he can.
He can win MVP.
With elite
he can
talent.
Win MVP.
Yep.
The boy's bad. Stop it.
He is, dude. I'm
how
not
elite does
away
Kareem
him.
Hunt look these days? He looked elite with Russell Wilson. He ain't looking like all that now.
He still looks
he's
really
right.
good. He's just he's the second right. back behind Nick Chubb.
He's all right. They're going to be flying with my man out of LSU, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You know this. All right, week two is officially underway. Let's talk ball with our man, Greg Jennings. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. He's a Super Bowl champion, an elite Fox NFL analyst, and now slowly but surely becoming a world-renowned bodybuilder.
Greg
He's
Jamie.
Got the perfect theme music. I can just see him in the mirror working out to this music. My man, Greg Jennings, he's also on the Lions at the Packers call this Sunday on Fox. So welcome to the Odd Couple, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. That was a heck of an intro.
Hey, right? You deserve it, bro. You deserve it. You know, you're the man.
I need to take you with me on the road.
Hey, man, man, that reminded me of I'm Going to Get You Sucker, where he said every hero needs a theme song.
Right. Right? I'm your KRS-One. All right, here we go. You're on the call in Green Bay. They got the Lions. Obviously, Green Bay came out on fire last week. Aaron Rodgers, that's the best. I ain't saying he's been bad these last 3 or 4 years because obviously he hasn't been bad. But that's the old Aaron Rodgers I felt like I was watching. What did you think watching him? And do you think this type of play will continue? Because let's be honest, we haven't seen it from him in consistently over the last 3 or 4 years. Do you think this is what we're going to get for the most part out of him this season?
Well, I'll start with I think we all – felt that way watching that game and seeing him perform the way he did. It was very reminiscent of what we had come to know of his play and the standard of his play and his output. But as far as will we continue seeing this, from week to week, it's going to unfold. You look at the secondary that they went up against, a young secondary, they took advantage of it. The Minnesota Vikings didn't get any pressure on Aaron Rodgers, which you let a quarterback of that magnitude, of that skill set, stand back in the pocket and look pretty all day without ever thinking about a pass rush, right? That's going to happen to you week to week. And so I believe he can sustain somewhat of this type of play because of the second year being in the offense, being integrated into this mix of his philosophy and his thoughts with Matt LaFleur's, and it becoming, as they mentioned, the Packers' offense and not just one or the other. So I think it can be sustained, but from week to week, we can't expect him to throw for 4 touchdowns right, and 350-plus every single week.
The two quarterbacks that are playing now, I know that you spend a lot of time covering the Packers, but you get a chance to study the rest of the quarterbacks in the league too. Is this Baker Mayfield's like last stand potentially today? Because if he can't beat Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, who nobody thinks is going to be a playoff team, might we be seeing Case Keenum sooner than later?
No, I don't think this is his last stand today. Unless he comes out here and just completely throws a goose egg and just folds over and goes completely in reverse. No, he's a first round draft pick. He's in year three, year two with some of the personnel that he has. Year one with new head coach Kevin Stefanski. So I think have to give it time to unfold. What I would like to see is a more mature Baker Mayfield, a more mature pre-snap Baker Mayfield, being able to decipher and discern what the defense is going to give him. Watching that game last week, he just didn't look like he was in control and he understood what they were trying to do from a defensive scheme against their offense. And if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm leaning on what we do well. And what we do well as a Cleveland Browns is we run the ball. And so you play action off of that and you allow your quarterback to grow comfortably that way.
There's been rumblings. I don't know how legitimate they are, but there's been some talk that the Browns need to or are even looking to trade Odell Beckham Jr. First, like, do you think Odell is a problem there? Or right now, it's more so Baker than it is Odell?
To be honest, it looks more Baker than it is Odell. And why I say that is because of what I mentioned to earlier. Like, pre-snap, in an empty, pretty empty stadium, the noise is not going to be a factor. And most stadiums are going to be empty until fans are allowed. And we see tonight they have some fans in the Brown Stadium. But you got to use your cadence as your advantage. And what I mean by that, and some may be saying, everybody uses a cadence. Yeah, but the way effective quarterbacks use their cadence is they get a pre-snap read. They get a hard count. They get out of the huddle with time on the clock, and then they use their cadence to their advantage trying to get the defense to undress, to show what they're disguising and what they're going to. That's where Baker has to take the next step. You can't coach that. You can't tell him, okay, Baker, we got to do this. It's something that is instinctive. It just happens over the course of your maturity as a player.
Greg, as a wide receiver, you always wanted the ball just like every other guy. But, Odell is a kid who I feel like his talent has been squandered over the last few seasons. So do you believe if he goes somewhere else that he'll be able to put up big numbers? Or do you think that ship has sailed and he was the Milli Vanilli or the one-hit wonder that, you know, early in his career? Well, I should say a three-season wonder.
Well, no, I don't think that ship has sailed. Given the right situation, he's not the number one receiver on this Cleveland Browns roster. He's just not, and we all want him to be.
I saw you say that Jarvis is better on this morning.
We've all seen what he's provided the New York Giants, but Jarvis Landry. He's a sure catch. Every time he runs a route, he doesn't need a ton of separation. He gets open. Quarterbacks understand, if I can just get the ball in his vicinity, he's going to make a play for me. He's a tough football player who's not – is he passionate? Probably even just as much or if not more than OBJ. But he knows how to work. And I think the flash and the glitz and the glam comes with OBJ. And we have this expectation of highlight every single time he gets a chance or an opportunity to get the ball in his hand. And because we have not seen that, it's like, is his engine rolling? Is he the same? What is going on? There will always be questions looming over him until we see those highlight reels that we saw early in his career.
That's our man, Super Bowl champion, Greg Jennings. He's on the call for the Detroit Lions at the Green Bay Packers this Sunday on Fox. Don't miss it. You got any shows coming up soon, or you take that off during the season?
No, man, I actually do. Mayhem, Duluth, in Minnesota Mayhem, October 10th.
Okay.
My pro debut.
So it's your pro debut. So you won your first show, well, competition.
Are you bodybuilding or are you fitness modeling?
No, I'm not fitness modeling. I'm this body.
No.
If he wasn't so humble, let me tell you the truth. He's humble. It's both.
I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? Where there's a difference between the actual bodybuilding aspect and people who look more natural but are, you know, super, super fit.
Right, so that's the division. So I'm men's physique. So it is more of a fitness model. I get where you're going with it. It is more of a sculpted beach body type, if you will, versus the big, bouldery, just straight 2% body fat super guys.
Okay. All right, that's our man, Duluth, Minnesota. That's right. It's pro debut. All right, we can't wait to find out how that works out. That's our man, Greg Jennings, theme song. All right, brother, we appreciate it. Have fun with the call this Sunday.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, we got more iCouple. George Reister in for Rob Parker. We're going to go back to that Baker Mayfield OBJ conversation next. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, George Reister in for Rob Parker on the TV theme show Thursday. This is, of course, Married with Children, that classic show. We're brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. Works fast and you won't stink. Pharmacists recommended odor-free pain relief for all these things. Muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. No stinging, no burning, just simple pain relief. Blue Emu, maximum pain relief. Works fast and you will not stink. All right, Thursday night football, first edition. Cleveland Browns off to a 7-3 lead on the Cincinnati Bengals. It's the state championship of Ohio. Neither team's very good. which should make for a competitive game. So we'll see what happens tonight.
well, they actually have to play again this season. So I guess technically they can split. But this game means more for the Browns than it does for the Bengals.
No doubt.
Because the Bengals aren't expected to make the playoffs. They're not. They have very low expectations. You know, if they get four wins and stay very competitive in a bunch of other games.
It's about what does Burrow look like, right?
Correct.
Seeing what he's made of. Yep.
Yep. But for the Browns, this is a must win. And also for Baker, this is he must look good. Because he can't be the second best quarterback in the stadium when one guy's a rookie.
Right, right. No, I totally agree. And so far, he's 4 for 4, 55 yards. So looking pretty good so far. They gave it to Nick Chubb 5 times already, which I like. Again, Greg said it. They should keep
it out of Baker's hands.
Right. They should be based on the run because they got some good running backs. And then, you know, obviously you throw it when you need to, maybe a little more than you need to. I don't want to make him a game manager because you do have great receivers, so you want to utilize them. But their first option, I think, should be the run. I asked Greg this. I want to get your opinion. Is, you know, we've heard the rumblings about OBJ and all that. Is the major problem there, as far as their chemistry at least, or just, you know, let's face it, you said it. OBJ has been a disappointment in Cleveland.
Yeah, he has. And I think that's largely due to Baker Mayfield, that he's been bad. I mean,
he's probably wishing he had Eli now.
Yes.
Much as he complained about Eli.
Correct. Well, old Eli wasn't very good. But if you're OBJ, like, everybody thinks he's a prima donna, he's all that stuff. And yeah, there is some truth to that, but he's also a gamer. He's a playmaker. So you have to get him the football. And when your team is bad, when you have Baker who and an inability to continue to get first downs, because that is the key to having a successful offense and spreading the ball around. It's not just feeding the ball to one person. It's the more first downs that you get, that means the more opportunities that it is to spread the ball around. And when you're not doing one, when you're overthrowing guys, turning the ball over, all of that, that means there's going to be less touches and less opportunities for everybody else, which is what Cleveland is suffering from right now.
Well, Greg brought up an interesting point, and he said that we were on First Things First this morning. And he said it, he was on the segment before me, he said Jarvis Landry's the Browns' best receiver, which, you know, everyone raised their eyebrows when he said it. We didn't have time to go into it. But obviously, I think it's obvious, and this is no slight to Jarvis, OBJ has more talent. He has more natural talent. But when I look at OBJ, and if I compare him to Jarvis, what I say is the professional is the better one. And I'm not saying OBJ doesn't work hard and stuff, but let's face it, there's some stuff that's gone on. Yeah. You know, like OBJ, when I watched him in week 1, I said, it takes more than talent. Correct. It takes talent plus professionalism. Now there's the blue, there are the exceptions, right?
But he ain't gonna be one of them. It's DeAndre Jordan versus Jokic.
Well, no.
Versus the Joker.
You need to stop the NFL.
One guy is supremely NBA. Talented. One no, guy is supremely
stop
talented.
The
Another
NFL,
guy has more,
NBA
has more skills.
Comparisons. Okay. Just stop them.
Listen.
Because you just keep throwing
they're
out
really
some
good.
Madness.
They're really good.
All right? Jokic runs circles
always
around
Reister,
DeAndre Jordan. I'm going to get to this in the next hour. Because I can't let that slide, Reister.